Get real. Every kingdom is unique, after its own kind, governed by God. The vegetable kingdom is governed by its own kind. Be fruitful and multiply. The animal and insect kingdom, the angelic host and the starry heights, all have their own design and unique laws that God chose to impart to them. We too, in the human kingdom, have a wide range of possibilities, values and variety. And what tremendous heights the human kingdom can reach, even to the stars. Yet there is an unbridgeable dividing gap between the divine kingdom and humanity. Natural man is incapable of any spiritual intercourse with the Spirit of God. This is a law that God dictated, and God has his one way, his only way, his only truth, his only life. Divine life imparted to a born-again soul is essential for communion with God. Divine life, the free, unmerited gift of grace from God, is the only uniting bridge. Faith in the only begotten Son is an obligation, a necessity, and a blessing for man, if that unbridgeable gap is to be crossed, if the immeasurable gulf is to be spanned. But this first step to God is often halted a few steps down the path on the new creation, and the spiritual newborn is halted in his spiritual life and spiritual growth. For just as the first requirement for the free, unmerited gift of grace was by faith, so too the ongoing wilderness walk through the plains and pains of this earthly life. Living by faith is not the automatic outcome of the born-again believer. A life of sanctification is not the natural outcome of saved humanity. Spiritual maturity is a decision the believer makes. It's a day-by-day choice. The laws of sanctification, not the laws of Moses, must be applied by the believer, but it is a choice. Without the innate sin nature, every new believer would certainly choose life. Most new Christians would undoubtedly choose the path of sanctification. But abuse from others and neglect from self ravages the fragile newborn soul. And spiritual strongholds erected through life inhibit this maturation process. And the truth of God and its tremendous goodness hides behind the walls of doubt. And God's Father heart of love is tainted by man through self-imposed, twisted thoughts. But this isn't God's will for our life, and he has supplied the tools of life and freedom. God has set before each Christian soul life or soul death. God has set before each believer the route to a sanctified life or a burdened soul. Every single step to health and wholeness is specifically laid out in Scripture. If we would but trust what he says, and apply all the truths he has provided. I challenge you today to honestly and truthfully answer these questions. Do you ever say something like, "Nothing ever goes right for me," or "There are just some people for whom nothing goes right and I'm one of them," or do you feel that God does not love you as much as he loves others? If so, I challenge you to take a long, hard, steady look at yourself. For such thoughts are destructive to the soul and inhibit the sanctification process. Such thoughts deny the goodness of God and prevent his abiding presence. Such reasoning brings up a false perception of the Father heart of God. Such rationale grieves the Holy Spirit and quenches his work in your life. Such self-thoughts erect strongholds over time that need to be smashed down. Such thoughts are not the truth of Scripture, but the fruit of wrong thinking. If Scripture were correctly applied, such thoughts would be replaced by God's truth. Time is short, and each of us need to prepare for the any day return of the Lord. And God has set out the laws of the sanctified life in the middle of Scripture. The first step towards sanctification is right thinking. And right thinking is recognizing your own strongholds, doubts and fears, so that you can turn away from the sin of erroneous thinking of God. For right thinking always starts with your own thoughts. Every attitude displayed and every word you speak starts with a thought, for as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. That is why it is so important to have the mind of Christ, but you can block him yourself with your own self-developed false perceptions. But the first step to right thinking is to humbly ask him to show you your need.